USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That's Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of. It's gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There are reports that Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. met last week and discussed the Archbishop's alleged role in the clergy sex abuse scandal. Archbishop Cardinal Donald Worrell under fire over what he knew about sex abuse allegations against the former Archbishop of Washington. He's also getting questioned about how he handled abusive priests when he was the Archbishop of the Pittsburgh Diocese. Arizona's Republican governor taps former Republican U.S. Senator John Kyle to replace the late John McCain. Governor Doug Ducey announcing it yesterday in Phoenix.
Senator Kyle is a beacon of integrity, highly regarded by people on both sides of the aisle.
Kyle retired from the Senate back in 2013. An upset in a Massachusetts primary yesterday as 10-term Democratic Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston City Councilwoman and Progressive Ayanna Pressley. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a quarter million officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis. The school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.